The message is this. You've got a very large population of Algerian people who have been living in Quebec for several years. They've been contributing to Quebec. They have their families there. They've settled there out of necessity because civil war has driven them out of Algeria. This is a serious issue. Through organizing that they've done, when the moratorium was lifted on Algerian deportations in order to facilitate economic relationships between Canada and Algeria, they were able to win a stay on their deportations while people's cases were assessed. Most of those cases have been won, okay? Thanks to the pressure that they put on the Quebec government and the Canadian government. Some of those cases are not being won, 11% of them, and some of those people are starting to very quickly be deported. Now, a lot of the reasons why those families are being deported are politically motivated. And one person in particular that we want to highlight, and we can leave you with this, is the case of a man named Mohamed Sherifi. Mohamed Sherifi has been here for several years. He's a spokesperson for the committee that organized to ensure that the vast bulk of Algerians did get status in Canada. He's being penalized. His application has been denied. He's facing imminent deportation. It's absolutely clear that his refusal is a politically motivated payback against people who organized successfully against the Canadian and Quebec governments. The reason that we're here is around his case specifically, that his deportation needs to be stopped. He needs to be landed. Immigration Quebec has the power to do that. The government of Quebec has the power to do that. And that more generally speaking, that remaining 11%, they need to be accounted for in a way that takes into account that they are facing civil war and strife back in Algeria. They need to be taken care of and granted the status that they deserve in Canada. So specifically, we're talking about his case. More generally, we're talking about the plight of Algerians in Quebec who haven't been adequately attended to despite their very, very serious circumstances.
We're in contact with the people outside. Once they're given the appropriate answer, we're happy to leave.
Okay.
So what we're doing now is we're just ensuring that answer is given, knowing that after having made a fraudulent policy decision that's threatening people's lives, he's now giving fraudulent runarounds, lying about whom he's speaking to as we're in contact with him.
Why are we playing this game with each other? This is not... No, it is a game. It's being treated as a game.
Because you know...
You two are individuals who we fully recognize do not have direct responsibility for this situation and have no particular joy in giving you personally a hard time. But the situation is one in which you have a huge government bureaucracy freezing out individuals who have very real democratic concerns about their futures, about their lives, not 2 years down the road or 5 years down the road. We're talking like a week down the road. We're talking like any day down the road, and people who need some kind of response. Now, what I feel like what we're doing with you is very reasonable, and we started this off in a very reasonable way in which we said, look, we know you're not directly responsible. You can be a conduit of information. That is your responsibility. Get us on the phone with Goyette.
We need to contact individually the one person who can deal with it. We already have. We know
and
we can.
And he's already hung up on there. Me three times. So we know what kind of democratic link there is there.
Look, it's just
that the people in Montreal are on the other side of the glass. He's hanging up on us. We had him on the phone. You guys are a conduit. That is your job, to be a conduit to the government of Quebec.
Yeah, but
you had him on the phone, and now he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you contact the correct person then?
Why don't you
is this the part where you guys go and hide?
No.
And you wait while the security guards try to remove us? Is that now? Are you sure? It's starting to feel like that.
I'm not going to it.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, but we want a response.
Betty is not going to respond today. You know,
I'm also
busy. Well, then we'll come back in 48 hours. We'll give him the opportunity to respond. And we'll come back for a response on Friday.
You can come back, but I can't promise that. You know,
you can convey to
yes,
him.
Yes, we can, and I did already.
This is a delegation.
He knows you're here.
But he already knows we're on the record about our opinion, our feelings about this matter already. But what we want are answers, right? And we haven't gotten those. So,
but I'm not in a position to get the answer.
Okay, then 48 hours. I'm sure there's plenty of time.
What we've been told is that
phone calls are being made within various different bureaucracies. People are talking. We're sure Mr. Goyette is going to have to say something today. We're sure that the minister's office is speaking about it. This is the message that we're hearing from your office staff. So we're coming back in 48 hours to get their response.
Okay.